Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
It is Friday, and you have come to the right place where we are torching the left. This is Feet to the Fire with your host, Sergio Fassa. Let me read this again. We talked about it yesterday, but I want to press this into your minds so you really see the implications of the Mar-a-Lago raid, so that you see it in its historical perspective, and that you can also see the immense power and value in our founding documents, in what our founding fathers set up. The Fourth Amendment says this: the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. This is precisely what the FBI's raid on Donald Trump's residence in Florida violated. The unreasonable search and seizures prohibition of the Fourth Amendment. And I want to explain the history of why that was included. And I have to say, after thinking about this in light of the raid, it makes me wonder how prophetic, or rather maybe the word is prescient, forward-looking, seeing ahead into the future, were the founding fathers. Because here's the thing, they knew they were dealing with absolutes. Absolutes in morality, absolutes in political law, absolutes in what it means to constitute the civil society, ordered liberty, a free society. And they knew that tyrants centuries prior to them, in ages past, did the exact same thing that tyrants were doing in their lifetime and would continue to do into the future. There is an absolute form of righteousness, an absolute form of law and order, and there's also an absolute form of the tactics of tyrants, what they do in every age all the time. And one of the things that they do is unreasonably invade people's property and personal privacy and confiscate without lawful justification. They confiscate people's private property and personal effects. So here's what was going on during the time of the Revolution and why they wrote this Fourth Amendment. When the colonists were being harassed by the King of Britain and his officers, and all of the magistrates being sent over from England, and things were escalating, the colonists were justifiably working to maintain their freedom over life and property. And the British didn't like that, so the British started spying on them, started going into their homes, sending governing officials into their homes to confiscate not just property, but notice that word, papers and effects, correspondence between the colonists, different materials that would serve to indict the colonists of false accusations such as treason, subversion against the government. So they were going in specifically not just to steal their gold like pirates, although that would be problematic to take people's property, but they were invading their houses in order to spy on their personal effects that would give an indication that they were engaging in subversive activity against the government, in order to bring up false accusations, charge them in courts of law, convict them of treason, and wipe out any movements defending liberty and any opposition to the overreach of the government. Does this sound familiar? I mean, this is literally exactly what the federal government is now not just trying to do, but this is what they're doing, wielding against Donald Trump. And, you know, when you read the Fourth Amendment, isn't it funny you know, having read it in the past, not experiencing something like this Mar-a-Lago raid, you would say, okay, secure in their persons, sure, in their houses, yeah, that's your personal vessel. That's your the sanctity of your own life, your personal body. You are safe and secure in that. Your home, that's your residency, your property, what you own and call yours. That makes sense. Papers and effects, why would you need protection in your papers? And that's where, as I said, the founders were so prescient to see what tyrants always do. Because papers and effects are the legal documents in which you deal. Your dealings with society, the important things in life. And when you're a governing official, or you're a political leader, or you're an advocate for the rights of the people, as our founders were, they were attorneys and they were civic leaders, those personal papers and effects, which in your mind as a citizen, property has value, but why do papers have value? Because those are the things, the legal documents, your personal legal documents, like, oh, I don't know, Trump's passport, not that that's an important thing, but just by way of example, your personal papers and effects are what they're confiscating, as I said, to take and then use as justification. See, this is a rebel. See what he wrote to his colleague in Delaware. See what this civic leader wrote to the state legislature of Connecticut. They're inciting rebellion. They're inciting violence. They're inciting rebellion against the King of England. It's the same thing. See what Trump took? See his papers that he took out of the White House, his presidential paperwork? He's using that to subvert the government. We go in there, we unreasonably search and seize his personal papers and effects and can bring up false accusations against him in court, throw him in jail, and shut this rebel down. It's the exact same thing. And you know what else is crazy about this? The Constitution solidifies innocent until proven guilty. We know that that is another clause in our founding document in the Bill of Rights, the principle at the very least. And it's interesting because growing up, not being, you know, thoughtful about it, you would think, well, bad guys, well, you know, it's strange, innocent until proven guilty. Shouldn't bad guys, you know, we should assume they're guilty and then get them in court. No, because God knew in the scriptures that man is bent on evil. Satan is the accuser and the slanderer, which is false accusation. And man, left to his own devices, doesn't just prosecute wicked men. It'll go after innocent men. Man will go after innocent men, bring up false accusations, just like they did to the prophets, just like they did to Jesus himself, just like they did to all the, you know, the leaders in the New Testament, against Paul, against the apostles, false accusations, accuse them and use that as justification to shut them down, imprison them, and kill them. Guilty until proven innocent is entirely unbiblical. It's a moral wickedness. The moral absolute that God set up in the scriptures is innocent until proven guilty. Our founding documents, again, as I said, the founders were so forward-thinking, prescient. They said, we know that tyrants all through the ages convict people of being guilty before they're even given a fair trial. So we need to maintain the right to a fair trial, which sustains innocent until proven guilty. The Bible teaches that. We're going to codify that in America. And now we're seeing. Now my eyes are opened. This is what happens when you flip God's morality on its head and say guilty until proven innocent. You have a government, tyrants, despots that are run amok and can go into anybody's house, former president or not, seize their stuff, including their important legal documents, and reckon them guilty before they've even been given a fair trial. Guys, our civil society and our documents and the way the founders set it up on biblical principles is brilliant. It transcends time, and we are seeing it totally dissolved and shredded by an out-of-control tyranny that the founders themselves lived through and warned us against and set up these documents to resist. And it's being put to the test, our system of government and our documents, to a fuller extent than we've ever seen. Can I also read this? This is from the Declaration of Independence, and how accurate right now in describing the situation that we're currently in this country. And as I said, I'm trying to make the point historically that what the founders established was not convenient in a moment in time, but transcends time. They were forward thinking. They knew that what they were setting up was a system based on absolutes that would relate to every epoch, every era of freedom fighters resisting tyrants. It wasn't just specific and narrow to their situation, but would apply to every situation in every era. And we're seeing it today. Look what Jefferson wrote in his indictment against the King of Britain. And does it not sound like our situation in America and precisely what happened to Donald Trump in Florida, which should make every American patriot, conservative, and Christian tremble at what just happened and be all the more firm to stand against this overreach? Overreach is not even the word, this despotism. Listen to what Jefferson wrote in the Declaration, indicting the King of England over 200 years ago. He said, "This is why we are establishing our own system of government and throwing off the King of England and his illegal, unbiblical, unjustifiable tyranny over our country. This is why," he said, one of many indictments, "the King of England has erected a multitude of new offices and sent," listen to this, "sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance." That's literally what happened last week in Mar-a-Lago. Guys, wake up. We are reliving the revolutionary era from over 200 years ago. We're reliving it in our day now. "He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution, invading the states, invading communities with the arm of the federal government. That's a jurisdiction foreign to our constitutions, our state constitutions, and local laws," continuing with Jefferson's words. "He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, acts intended for abolishing our most valuable laws and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments." That is precisely what the DOJ is doing right now, what this FBI raid was. Acts of pretended legislation, as though they can go in and rob our private possessions. Abolishing our most valuable laws, like there is no unreasonable search and seizures. The particularity requirement of issuing a search warrant. Innocent until proven guilty. The requirement to have a lawful, fair trial. All of this is being trampled on, and our government is doing it. The founders knew precisely what they were talking about, and they set up a system of government precisely to stop this kind of tyranny. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The raid last week was an assault on our way of life. See you next week.